This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy Happy May. Well, as you may know, smoking marijuana is legal in Nevada. But because Las Vegas is unique, casino officials there are dealing with some unique issues when it comes to gamblers who are stoned. The state's gambling commission now has laws in place to prevent casinos from allowing visibly intoxicated marijuana users to place bets and consume alcohol while on the casino floor. With that in mind, you might want to make sure to stay cool and pack eye drops next time you visit Sin City. New research shows people are most likely to text and drive during evening rush hour. And it probably makes sense, since you're likely to be texting about dinner plans or meeting up with family and friends. On average, those who shouldn't be texting do about 7 text messages between 5 and 6 p.m. and about 6 text messages an hour during the morning commute. That might sound like a huge difference, but it means there's about 15% more texting and driving going on during your trip home than on your way in. And people in New York send more texts during rush hour than any other state, more than 8 an hour between 5 and 6 p.m. Other high-texting states include Hawaii, Florida, Washington, and California. No big surprises there, huh? We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy and a few random facts. Americans got the word for turkeys because they wrongly thought they were from Turkey. In the country of Turkey, they call the birds Hindis because they wrongly thought they were from India. They're actually native to America. The Crayola crayon color peach was called flesh until 1962. When they felt it was just too racist to consider that there's only one flesh color, they didn't change the Indian red crayon color till 1999. That became chestnut. And the CEO of the company that owns Tinder, Match.com, and OkCupid says he's never been on an online date. Hey, here are a few things you might be doing that your dog secretly despises. Yanking them away when they're smelling something, going on a walk when it's too hot or too cold, guilt-shaming them when they do something bad, and hugging them. My dog will not let me hug her. Amazon just announced a new Echo Dot Kids edition that basically acts like a virtual babysitter. All the kid has to do to activate it is say, "I'm bored." It reads books, plays music. There's even an option where it won't respond unless they say please first. It starts shipping on May 9th and costs $80. That's about $30 more than a regular Echo Dot. But it comes in a kid-friendly case, so it's harder to break it. All right. Survey asked people about their snacking habits. When you snack, go for a sweet or salty things. By the way, 69% said they like salty better than sweet. At 31%. People say it varies when they snack during the day. 33% have a regular snack time. 67% said just about any time. And do you ever eat in bed? 34% say yes. 66% say no because they hate having crumbs in their sheets. Yeah, I'm in that group. Hey, congrats again to this week's Academic Student of the Week. It's Trevor Vincent from South Haven High School. Tune in every Monday at 8:10 to see if your student or a student you know is the Academic Student of the Week. From South Haven Public Schools, Amanda Sukup, Associate Broker and Realtor with Coldwell Banker Weber Seiler Realtors, and Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. Committed to community. Congratulations, Trevor. Finally, knucklehead news out of New York. Did you know or do you care there's a spot where busy people can take nap breaks instead of coffee breaks? At Nap York, located in Midtown Manhattan, people can pay $10 to sleep in nap pods for a half an hour to relax and relieve stress. They say they wanted to create a place where these busy, exhausted individuals could come take that break and spend some time focusing on themselves. You know, that's not a bad idea. Let me nap on it till I get back to you. The Daily Buzz on Cozy. You see something I should buzz about? Email paul at wcsy.com. Send me a fax, 637-2675. Facebook message to Superhits 103.7 Cozy FM. And at COSYFM is our Twitter handle. Daily Buzz Podcast, available at wcsy.com and great podcasting outlets like iTunes and Google Play. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Landecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.